If I asked you for a moment to consider what has been your greatest day in your life so far, I wonder what it would be. What was it that made it a special day? Was it a day filled with happiness, perhaps with a hint of anxiety, nervousness and anticipation thrown in, making the happiness all the more special when it came? Was it a day that changed your life? A special day that was somehow not just for a day, but in fact the beginning of something new, a whole new era. Today we remember what can be described as the greatest day in history, a day that changed everything. I wonder if I could give you a free ride in a time machine, Doctor Who's TARDIS, would you want to be there? Perhaps, like me, you're not sure how you would cope with the roller coaster emotions of the unfolding events of that day. Let's consider that day from the perspective of Mary. The day started in darkness, with the sadness and pain of death and loss, Mary grieving for Jesus. She comes to be at the tomb, just to be near his body, as she tries to comprehend all that has happened over the last few days. Hard as it may be to be there, she's there to mourn, possibly challenging herself, confronting herself with the reality of his tomb, to let it sink in. But as she arrives, there the tomb was empty. The stone was rolled away. What now? So many thoughts. So many emotions. Confusion, anger, fear. Where have they taken him? Sadness is then heaped on top of sadness. He's gone and she cannot even be near his body. But there's a whisper, a question. At first, hearing unrecognizable. Why are you weeping, Mary? Perhaps sadness gives way to a trickle of hope at first, but then an overwhelming flood of joy and relief. What a day for Mary. Her greatest day. But of course, this wasn't just Mary's greatest day. It was so much more than that. It's the greatest day in history. Just 2 days ago, Good Friday showed the world, then and now, what love looks like, showing just how far Jesus was prepared to go for us. His action revealing to us the extent of God's commitment to be with us, those he created. A love that was willing to die for us. Good Friday by itself is a very special day, a great day in history. But to those watching, it may seem like darkness wins. But today, Easter Day, after the pain of Good Friday, we learn this, that love wins, joy wins. Death, separation from God is defeated. Love is greater than hate. Light is greater than darkness. Whispered at first in the garden, why are you weeping? Love has won. Said again for uncomprehending ears, love has won. Then said running and shouting to others, love has won. That same message passed from one to another, passed down through 2,000 years, and whispered again to us today. I was watching a film once with my boys, Godzilla vs. King Kong. It wouldn't be described as a classic, so I wouldn't rush to watch it unless you're a huge fan. We were talking as the film was playing out about what was going to happen to the key characters, including the evil business tycoon. He was a surefire goner. But when it came to one of the hero characters, the boys confidently declared, "They can't die. It's a 12 certificate film." I wasn't sure of the film classification rules, so I asked them again, "Are you sure?" "Yes," they confidently declared. "Hero characters, especially child hero characters, as it was in this case, can't die in a 12 film." They knew, at least in part, how the story would have to end. And it struck me that their certainty is like the certainty we now have because of Easter Day. The jeopardy has gone. Instead, we know how the story ends. The greatest days are transformative. They change your life. Or they change the way you look at life. Maybe when I asked earlier, those who were married may have thought of their wedding day, a day that changed you from being just you to being part of an us. Or maybe you remember the birth of a child, the anticipation, the nervousness, but then the huge joy and the transformation of your family, your identity, your whole outlook. Or perhaps you may have remembered when you started a new job or graduated from school, college, or university, the start of a whole new period in your life. Easter Day is one of those transformative days. Yesterday, we were burdened with sin, burdened with guilt and shame. Today, we are free. Today, we are forgiven. Yesterday, we were cut off and separated from God. Today, we know that there is nothing that can separate us from Him and His love, not even death. We remember the world created being recreated this morning. Mary and Jesus in the garden, just as Adam and Eve were in the first garden. And we are invited to be new again as part of that new creation. We are recreated, washed clean by Jesus' own death and resurrection, just as we remember and celebrate this morning and every time we share Holy Communion together. This may be old news to you, but this is the news of today. This may be a truth you've heard many times before, but amongst the clamour of life, amongst all the noise of all that has gone on in the last year, let yourself hear again that whisper in your ear. Love has won. Let it be said again and again until we fully comprehend it. And then let that whisper turn into our confident declaration, not just for ourselves, but for the whole world. Today is the greatest day in history. Love has won.